The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that surfs the channels of history 7 days a week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about the birth of HBO, a new kind of network that appeared in the dark days of television and raised expectations for quality programming on the small screen. The day was November 8th, 1972. Home Box Office, or HBO, began broadcasting for the first time. At a time when cable television was still in its infancy, one of its most prominent advocates was an American businessman named Charles Dolan. He believed there was an audience for a premium channel that broadcasted recent films as well as special events like live sports, stand-up comedy, and concerts. Dolan took his idea to Time Inc., which was looking for a way to break into the growing cable TV business. Dolan originally pitched the service under the working title of The Green Channel, but once Time signed on as an investor, he and his staff changed the name to Home Box Office, as a way to showcase the Hollywood and event programming that would become the channel's specialty. Time Inc. marketed HBO in the same way it did its magazines, by having subscribers pay a monthly fee for the content. In the case of HBO, it launched with a subscription fee of about $6 per month. The channel kept a little over half of the profits, with the rest going to Time Inc. and the local cable operators who distributed the service. For most of its first decade, HBO aired programming for only about 9 hours a day. It didn't switch to its current 24-hour schedule until 1981 as a way to match its main competitor, Showtime. The first thing HBO ever broadcast was a little-known movie from 1971 called Sometimes a Great Notion. The drama about Oregon loggers was directed by Paul Newman, who also starred alongside Henry Fonda. After that, the channel aired its first live sporting event, an NHL hockey game between the New York Rangers and the Vancouver Canucks. Other early event programming included 3 hours of coverage of the 1973 Pennsylvania Polka Festival. HBO's subscribership took a dip that year from 14,000 down to 8,000. Not that I'm suggesting Polkafest had anything to do with that. The truth is, that reduced subscribership was still far better than the channel's first year. When HBO debuted in 1972, it had only 365 subscribers, all of whom lived in or around Pennsylvania. This was due in part because the channel was broadcasting its signal via microwave relays, which are significantly cheaper than satellites, but have a far more limited range. Eventually, HBO's subscriber list plateaued, and the channel was forced to pony up for satellite distribution in order to reach a broader audience. The changeover took place on December 13, 1975, just in time for the landmark Thrilla in Manila boxing match between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. The switch to satellite broadcasts allowed the channel to grow exponentially. Just 2 years later, in 1977, the service had soared to over 600,000 subscribers. Of course, a major part of the channel's appeal was the rotating selection of recent hit films that HBO licensed for TV. At the time, the home video market was small and growing slowly. That means a pay service like HBO was a lot of people's only option if they wanted to watch popular movies that had already left theaters. The channel catered to this demand by scooping up the rights to bigger and better films, but sometimes they didn't come cheap. The cost for the rights to broadcast a movie were based directly on how well that movie had performed in theaters. The more money it made at the box office, the more it would cost the home box office to air. One of the pricier deals HBO made for movie rights was the 1984 hit Ghostbusters. According to former HBO employee Bill Messi, the channel paid Columbia Pictures a jaw-dropping $40 million for the exclusive broadcast rights. For reference, just a few years earlier, HBO had licensed 40 films from MGM for about $35 million. But the high price of big-draw movies like Ghostbusters was ultimately worth it. HBO continued to expand, and by the mid-1980s, it boasted over 10 million subscribers, representing about 50% of all pay TV customers. Today, the channel has more than 10 times that amount of viewers, but blockbuster films aren't the main draw anymore. HBO began producing its own original films and shows in the 1980s, but it wasn't until The Larry Sanders Show in 1992 that the network's in-house productions began to truly hit their stride. The dark comedy series functioned as a parody of late-night TV chat shows, with frequent celebrity guests playing exaggerated versions of themselves. The distinctive show drew rave reviews from critics, which in turn encouraged HBO to take bigger risks on more new shows. A string of successful original series followed, including Sex and the City, Oz, The Wire, The Sopranos, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Game of Thrones, to name a few. This slate of original programming helped raise the bar for television quality, ushering in what's often described now as a golden age of TV. Just don't tell that to the channel, because they're still under the impression that it's not TV, it's HBO. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any feedback or recommendations for what to watch on HBO, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.